What are your feelings on retirement? Do you even want to retire? Personally, I have zero interest in such a thing, and I don't think I'm the only one. I think there's been a big shift in generational thinking about this. My grandpa, for example, retired at age 55 or so. He had a whole career at NASA, but then he quit that job, I think because he had to, and he could have gone on to a completely different career at that point. He lived for 35 more years, most of them in good health, but unfortunately at the time, going on to a different career wasn't something that most people in his generation did. You were just supposed to kind of retire and then just live out your years. Fortunately, at least in my opinion, a lot of people are thinking about this concept differently. Welcome to Side Hustle School. My name is Chris Gillipo. As we conclude this week, let's take a look at a retired couple who doesn't want to stop working. For years, they'd made art on the side, and since technology had advanced, they decided to update themselves too. Now, because of digital processes, they're able to be more efficient and sell more than 100 prints each month. Stay tuned for their story. Stephen and Lynn Sasser are a husband and wife duo creating art. They first met in art school long ago and had a studio in Portland, Oregon, where they would make physical silkscreen prints full-time in the 1980s. However, to raise their family and send their kids to private school, they both decided to take positions with a regular paycheck. Stephen worked as a creative art director while Lynn worked as an illustrator. After their kids finished with college, Stephen and Lynn started thinking about what they would do as retirement was approaching. They knew that their hearts were in printmaking. It's how they best express themselves, so they restarted their studio art practice. But this time, instead of handmade art prints, Stephen and Lynn made a shift to using digital techniques. Back in the dark ages, they'd spend an entire day making only a couple of prints without even knowing if anyone wanted to buy them. They used to have hundreds of prints lying around that just didn't sell. But by embracing new technology, they get to design the images and then store them on their computer. They only print the art piece on demand using a third-party printing facility when someone wants to buy it. According to Stephen, digital printmaking is 10 times easier than doing it physically, while the quality is at least as good as handmade prints. In 2012, Stephen and Lynn received a $7,500 grant from the Regional Arts and Culture Councils in Portland to produce 10 prints with Portland icons. They spent a portion of this grant to get their own printing equipment. Then they came up with the idea and began making images of urban icons, superimposed on retro service station tourist maps. The icons are located over the background maps with a You Are Here logo that shows the spot on locations. Because they began in the Rose City, their original theme was You Are Here, Portland. They held their first exhibition at Powell City of Books. Many of their prints were sold out at that show, and it gave them the courage to proceed with their retirement in 2013, or at least their part-time retirement. They then had a few other exhibitions at coffee shops, brew pubs, bookshops, and art galleries. Based on the positive response they received, they went back to their studio and initiated a Kickstarter campaign called You Are Here Coast to Coast. The goal was to expand their horizons and bring the You Are Here art prints to other cities across the country. Stephen and Lynn listed their prints on both Etsy and Amazon Handmade. After a while, they found that Amazon Handmade had more reach compared to Etsy, so they decided to focus their efforts there. To grow their Amazon sales, Stephen and Lynn were always testing new designs and at the same time actively collecting feedback from their customers. So they weren't just artists, they were also business-minded. In the fourth quarter of 2016, they earned Amazon Prime status by achieving a quota of sales and maintaining a high seller reputation. This status brought in more sales, but it also meant they had to pay shipping costs, because that's how Amazon Prime works. The seller pays the shipping costs, not the buyer. And if the seller is another party besides Amazon, it means that party is paying the shipping. So instead of framing their prints, from then on, they matted the print, sealed it up, and shipped it in a rigid container with a big sticker that said, "Do not bend." To gain more traction, Stephen and Lynn came up with the idea of creating a series for the solar eclipse in 2017. They custom made prints with the customer's name and location on a map of the US and the path of totality. It quickly became one of their best-selling series. Right now, they're selling upwards of 100 prints a month at an average price of $35 each, with a third of them coming from local sales and the other two-thirds coming from Amazon Handmade. They enjoy shipping their prints all over the US. They've also shipped to Canada, Japan, Australia, and Great Britain. Sometimes they'll enter the receiving address into Google Maps and have a look at where the prints will be sent. It reinforces their original reason for embracing printmaking, and it fuels their passion for growing the business further. For the Sassers, the best part of this side hustle is that it allows them to do what they love. They can't imagine themselves doing nothing after their retirement, and the project keeps them from being bored while generating good income. So imagine that tomorrow you're facing a scenario like this. In this scenario, you don't have to go to work. All of a sudden, you are officially retired. but you also feel rested. Like maybe you take a vacation first, but then you feel rested, you're ready for a new challenge. What would that challenge be? Would you embark on a new career or adventure? Would you just have a side hustle? Imagine in this scenario that you have to choose something. What do you choose? There may come a time when that fantasy is more than just a fantasy or a daydream. And of course, regardless, there's no need to wait until then to get started. My hope is that you'll enjoy these stories. They'll get you thinking and they'll get you asking, hey, what can I do? How can I do something I love that also pays the bills or just brings in extra money? That is what Side Hustle School is all about. If you'd like to take a look at the show notes for today's episode, see more about Stephen and Lynn's work, you can go to sidehustleschool.com/560. That is 560. Until tomorrow, inspiration is good, but inspiration with action is so much better. Once more, my name is Chris Guillebeau, and this is Side Hustle School.